From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, November 18th. I'm Sarah Reif. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously last week to take steps intended to simplify the cannabis cultivation permitting process and encourage more legacy growers to come into the fold. The four-part strategy has regional and local aspects to it. The Cannabis Cultivation Ad Hoc Committee, consisting of Supervisors John McCowan and John Haschak, is instructed to work with staff and stakeholders on ideas for streamlining the cultivation ordinance and reopening the permitting process for legacy growers who did not come forward during Phase 1. County staff is supposed to work on an equity program application, also aimed at longtime growers, with a focus on capital assistance for coming into compliance with environmental and building code requirements. And the executive office received direction to work on a regional level with other California counties to identify and address state barriers to successful permits, with a view toward developing economic opportunities through cooperative models. Planning and Building Director Brent Schultz said an overwhelming majority of cultivation applications are caught up in lengthy review with state agencies, particularly water boards and Fish and Wildlife, or CDFW.
Currently, we have active applications, about 1,095 are in the queue that we're working on. We've completed 1,154 inspections on everything that's come in so far. Pre-site inspections, we got to get going right now, 375. The number of applicants who are at CDFW and State Water Board right now is 92% of them, or about 1,007.
Dan Turbyfill has a cannabis consulting and advice business in Redwood Valley. He told the board his work spans several counties.
So I moved to Redwood Valley in May of 2017, which was about 7 months prior to the implementation of Prop 64, and I just saw the challenges that were facing this community. And what I witnessed was the regulated market was ramping up, and the 2017 saw devastating wildfires. The price per unit of product that was being sold, they were getting a third of what they used to, and the fees and taxes hit, and then abatement letters. And so they've been hit with all of these whammies, these legacy farmers, and these local policies and ordinances and overall regulatory framework have really been catastrophic to a lot of the farmers that I've been working with.
Casey O'Neill, policy chair for the Mendocino Cannabis Alliance, talked about how he thinks CDFW's requirements for lake and streambed alterations, or LSAs, are not entirely insurmountable, though.
I think that across the state, everyone acknowledges that the current system is broken. I think that we would see support from our state legislators, and I think that the ability of the county to craft a workable proposal for small cultivators would get traction. And I think that this is an amazing opportunity. And as an association, we look forward to supporting this process and working with the county in partnership. I think there's some precedent around the way the state crafted the provisional licenses, with allowances for the receipt of a provisional without a completed LSA from Department of Fish and Wildlife. I think there's also precedent around extended timelines for compliance, given the LSA process, in which, you know, you can have up to 5 or 10 years for culvert replacements and things like that. So there already is a certain amount of precedent for allowing the opportunity for cultivators to enter the program while not having yet achieved full compliance. And from a personal perspective, I couldn't do it right now if I was to start now. I've been able to amortize it over the last 5 years, and that's why I'm still here.
Deputy County Council Matthew Kidrowski told McCowan that the county's way of doing things isn't always exactly the same way the state would have done them.
In talks with CDFA, they've generally been very complimentary of our CEQA document on a programmatic level. The issue is that it doesn't actually do any site-specific evaluation on its own. We've created an application process that tries to ask for certain things, and as part of this review for streamlining, we'll certainly be taking a look to see if that's helping or hurting, and we'll have comments back to the ad hoc about what that might mean for our CEQA document. But because there is no CEQA review, there's no initial study done for each site. It has to meet certain parameters, and that is not, for the state's purpose, site-specific CEQA review. They're looking at this as, why is there not an initial study and on-the-ground inspection of everything for each site, and then a report done for each site? We've been talking to CDFA about what we can do and how we can bridge that gap between their document, which came out after ours, cities and counties were told, go first, do, and it was only the November after we adopted our ordinance that CDFA came out with their CEQA document. So we're still working on what that document might look like and how that could be used, and we're still, we have some more room to go, ways to go on that. But that's been what we've been trying to work through with the state, is how to get that kind of sign-off by reviewing exactly what our ordinance requires and how our cultivators are bound by those limitations. So that's different. Then there's programmatic CEQA, and then there's site-specific CEQA, and they're used to thinking, well, site-specific means each person gets their own separate exemption for if they qualify for that, or their own negative declaration or other CEQA document.
My point,
Supervisor Jurdy?
Direct follow-up, and I'll stop.
Okay.
My point is that every site was included within our programmatic document because we are only allowing legacy cultivators to come in. So all the impacts have already been accounted for.
The board will hear back from the ad hoc committee in 60 days. There is no timeline for state decisions. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.